Thank you, Mr. President. In addition to the statement delivered by the EU, the Netherlands would like to add the following in its national capacity. Next week will mark 25 years since the signing of the Ottawa Convention began. Since then, more than 80% of the world's countries have joined what has become one of the most universalized treaties and is almost undisputed. The success of the Convention is not only marked by the large number of states parties to it, but even more by the dozens of countries that managed to get rid of the mines on their territory and that have declared completion. Some of them have managed to do so on their own. Others were assisted by donors in a common effort to accomplish a safer world. Millions of landmines have been destroyed, countless people have been instructed on the risks of mines, and consequently, many accidents were avoided. Also, survivors have been supported to regain their lives. Here, the Netherlands has always been a loyal partner, keen to financially support mine action worldwide with a view to save lives, improve livelihoods, and to contribute to development and stabilization efforts. Unfortunately, the road to the 25th anniversary of the Convention has not only been paved with successes. Ongoing and newly emerged conflicts in the Middle East, Northern Africa, the Sahel, and most recently in Ukraine have created setbacks and presented complications such as the increased use of IEDs, mass contamination with UXO and ERW, as well as new types of landmines. With our €56 million mine action and cluster munitions program, the Netherlands is contributing to addressing these endeavors by contributing to mine action in countries such as Libya, Iraq, South Sudan, Somalia, and Ukraine. Some countries experienced setbacks, like Guinea-Bissau, that already had declared completion in 2012, but was confronted with newly discovered contamination and submitted a second request for extension under Article 5 at the last intersessionals, where Guinea-Bissau's specific situation was highlighted under the individualized approach. With pleasure, the Netherlands can announce that we will contribute €800,000 to Guinea-Bissau's efforts to definitely get rid of the mines. In order to increase the added value of mine action, we are progressively seeking to program on a nexus between mine action and other subjects. One recent example is our contribution to a program in Senegal's Casamance region, where mine action meets peace building and community development initiatives. Lastly, in an attempt to foster the mutual sharing of experiences and knowledge among mine-affected countries, last year we initiated the new Cooperation and Assistance Fund under the APMBC. This year, we repeated our donation of €10,000 to the fund and expect to see the first exchange visits happening soon. We call on mine-affected countries to inquire with ISU about the options offered by this fund. Mr. President, the fruits that 25 years of mine action under the Convention have given are very reassuring, and we should continue undaunted in our efforts to accomplish our common goal of a world free of landmines. Thank you.